Hello. Well, welcome back, just to our training business podcast. I'm Johnny, and joining me, as always, Matthew, amigo, how are you?
Hey, Johnny, my friend. Good to see you. I'm glad to be here, as always. Well, today we've got something really useful for anyone who works in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, that's right. So today we are diving into customer service in a restaurant, specifically how to handle taking orders, addressing complaints, and providing customer service. Well, a great customer service in English.
So whether you're a waiter, you're a manager, or you're just starting out in the restaurant business, speaking confidently and politely is key. So we're going to focus on useful phrases and expressions to help you do just that.
Exactly. And we'll have a fun fictional dialogue coming up that will show you exactly how the situations play out in the real life. And after that, we will break it down and explain everything you need to know.
So let's get into it. And by the end of the episode, you'll feel more confident handling customer service situations in English.
That's right. So, well, this time we are not in a pub, Matthew. Oh. I think we're in a super restaurant.
Hey, well, that's not too bad.
And I think you're going to be a customer and I'm going to be your waiter.
I'm going to enjoy this.
It's going to be interesting, huh? Okay, so let us start then. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Thomas. Welcome to the Bristow Cafe. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Wow, this place looks great. I'm excited to try the food.
Oh, we are glad to hear that. Can I start you off with a drink while you look at the menu?
Yes, I think I'll have a glass of red wine, please. And yeah, I'm going to need a few minutes to decide on my main course.
Of course, I'll bring that right over. Take your time with the menu and let me know when you're ready. So just a minute later, are you ready to order, Mr. Thomas?
Yes, yes. I'll have the grilled salmon with mashed potatoes. And please, could you make sure it's well done? I don't like it undercooked.
Got it. Grilled salmon. Well done. With mashed potatoes. Anything else?
You know what? Actually, I've changed my mind. I think I'll go with the steak instead of the salmon. Can you make sure that's well done too?
No problem. I'll make the change for you. Would you like any sides with that?
Just the mashed potatoes, please.
Oh, great. I'll put that order in right now and bring you wine as soon as it's ready. Well, here's your steak, Mr. Thomas. Enjoy your meal.
Excuse me, Johnny, but my steak is a bit too rare. I asked for it to be well done.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Mr. Thomas. I'll take it back to the kitchen and have them cook it to your liking right way. Would you like something to drink while you wait?
Yes, I'll have another glass of wine while I wait.
Well, thank you for your patience. I'll make sure everything is perfect. Please, let me know if you need anything else.
There we go. So that was a typical everyday interaction at a restaurant. But now we're going to break down some of the phrases and expressions that we used in that dialogue.
Very good. So let's break down the language used in the dialogue. There are several important phrases and vocabulary. We should focus on that that are commonly used in customer service situation in restaurants. So we will start with the polite customer service phrases. So let's have a look. I think we have some slides here for you.
Ah, good. There we go. Right, good. Well, one of the most important aspects of customer service is politeness. And Johnny, in this case, as the waiter, he was using really polite language all the way through the dialogue. For example, when he greeted Mr. Thomas, he said, "Good afternoon, Mr. Thomas. Welcome to the Bistro Cafe. How are you today?"
That's right, Matthew. So the greeting, "Good afternoon," is a formal and friendly. And the question, "How are you today?" is a great way to start a conversation and make the customer feel welcomed.
Exactly, Johnny. And notice how you also added in, "Welcome to the Bistro Cafe." So it's another common phrase that we use to greet customers and to kind of make them feel relaxed and at ease when they enter.
Very good. Excellent. So that's just polite customer service phrases for you. Let's move to another area, which is offering and taking orders. So when offering drinks or asking if the customer is ready to order, you should always sound polite. In the dialogue, just me, the waiter said, "Can I start you off with a drink while you look at the menu?"
Right, that's a great question, and a great example of using polite language to offer something. So the phrase that Johnny used was, "Can I start you off with?" Can I start you off with? In fact, he went on to say, "A drink while you look at the menu." So it's often used in restaurants when you want to offer somebody a drink or an appetizer, and also to give the customer the chance just to go at their own speed. They don't feel rushed. They can take their time.
That's true. No? And another way to offer politely would be just using maybe a model. "Would you like to start with a drink?" This is a more formal, but still very, very polite.
Good, Johnny. Now, the customer, in this case me, was a little bit difficult. No, had a last minute change to the order. Okay, so when I changed my order, Johnny was really accommodating. He didn't seem to be upset or annoyed, but he just said, "No problem. I'll make that change for you. Would you like any sides with that?" So when we use a phrase like "no problem," it reassures the customer that everything is fine. And it still keeps things friendly and casual, but at the same time, it maintains a professional tone.
Exactly. And notice how, in this case, the waiter follows up with, "Would you like any sides with that?" Well, this is a polite way to offer additional items without sounding pushy. It's always good to offer alternatives politely, especially in a customer service situation.
Yeah, very good, Johnny. That moves us forward to our next point, apologizing for mistakes. Okay, so this is really one of the most important aspects of handling a complaint or a mistake. When I complained that my steak was too rare, I preferred to have it well done. Johnny said, "I'm so sorry about that, Mr. Thomas. I'll take it back to the kitchen and have them cook it to your liking right away."
Well, that's a perfect example of how to apologize politely. So the waiter didn't make excuses, but he acknowledged the issue and took the responsibility, right? Saying, "I'm so sorry," immediately shows empathy and also to be a professional.
Yeah, good. And that phrase that you used there, Johnny, "I'll take it back to the kitchen and have them cook it to your liking," that's a great way of offering a solution. It's very simple, it's quick, it's clear. And the customer feels, okay, my complaint is being addressed.
That's true. So we move now to also sometimes, no, especially our friends who might be working on this sector. No, I know that sometimes you need to express patience or just be patient with customers. So in this situation, showing patience is essential. So the waiter just said, "Thank you for your patience. I'll make sure everything is perfect." So this not only shows gratitude, but also reassures the customer that their complaint is being handled seriously.
Yeah, totally, Johnny. And that's a great example of using gratitude to make the customer feel valued, important. Another way we can do that maybe is saying something like, "I appreciate your patience," while we correct the issue. So those phrases, they really work well in situations where the customer, he now has to wait a little bit longer than expected.
That's true. So we have here now just some key vocabulary and phrases that we think are going to be quite interesting and beneficial for you if you're working on this sector. So let's highlight some of the key vocabulary and phrases that were used in the dialogue. These are, as we said, extremely useful in customer service situations, especially in the restaurant industry. So for example, "Take your time." Can say something like, "Take your time with the menu and let me know when you are ready." That's a polite way of telling the customer, not to feel rushed. We want just the customers to relax and enjoy their experience.
Yeah, totally, Johnny. Another one could be well done. The customer in the dialogue wanted his steak to be well done. This refers to the meat, how long it should be cooked. So well done would be bien hecho, I suppose, in Spanish. No? Other terms, in English, we might say medium rare or rare.
Very good. It's true. Which is another one, could be change the order. So the customer said, I changed my mind. I'll have the steak instead of the salmon. So a common phrase used when a customer wants to modify their order after it's been placed.
Yeah, good. Okay. And then the waiter said, okay, well, I'll take it back to the kitchen. Take it back. Take it back to the kitchen. This phrase, we can use that when we need to return something. Take it back. In this case, it was the dish. It needs to go back to the kitchen to be corrected.
Very good. And maybe a sentence I liked, although maybe just a customer could be a little bit pushy or whatever. Always say the expression like, thank you for your patience. No, although it's not being patient, maybe just the customer is a little bit pushy. No, but a phrase like this, no, a key phrase used to acknowledge the customer's understanding, waiting for something to be fixed.
Very good, very good. A common one, which I think all our listeners will know, no problem, no problem. So that shows we're going to fix the situation, and everything is kind of relaxed. There's no bad feeling, no?
Very good. And then we have this solution-oriented phrases, no? Like, I'll get that fixed for you right away. That's a very good phrase, no? I'll get that fixed for you right away. It's a phrase used to show that you're actively working to resolve the problem. I think that's very important, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. So these are just a few of the essential phrases you'll need when working in customer service and the industry, in the restaurant industry. Remember, always be polite, professional, and solution oriented.
Absolutely. Great, great tips, Johnny. And the more you practice these phrases, the more confident you're going to feel using them and handling these kinds of situations, whether you're at the front of the house or you're behind the scenes.
Very good. So, ahora es tu turno. Imagina que un cliente se está quejando demasiado porque su comida está demasiado fría. Bueno, ¿y cómo manejarías en inglés, pero de manera educada, esta situación?
Así que,
más que ponerte aquí una frase que puedas hacer es que pienses un poquito, oye, ¿cómo manejaría yo en inglés de manera educada cuando un cliente se queja porque, por ejemplo, su comida está fría?
Bueno, wow, buena situación, ¿eh? Queremos saber cómo responderías. Así que déjanos tu respuesta en los comentarios y recuerda, usa frases educadas, por favor, para manejar este tipo de quejas.
Sí, sí, sí. Así que estamos aquí, listos para escuchar vuestros comentarios. Muy bien. Pues, if you found the episode useful, don't forget to like and subscribe at the podcast. We are here to help you improve your business skills.
Totally. So please share the episode with your colleagues, your friends, if you're working in customer service. And if you're really serious about improving your English, then why not visit trainlang.com for more specialized courses?
Very good. So let's dive into some additional scenarios that could happen in the restaurant business. So imagine you are a waiter. And a customer asks you for extra condiments after the meal is served, how would you respond?
Wow, good question, Johnny. So I guess I would say if I was a waiter, sure, I'll bring you some extra ketchup and mustard right away. And maybe you could add, is there anything else that you need? Just keeps the tone polite and helpful.
All right. Well, I'm going to test you again, Matthew. What if a customer isn't happier because their meal is taking too long? I think you could say something like, well, I apologize for the delay. No, your meal will be ready shortly. Thank you for your patience.
Very nice, Johnny. Good. Well, another situation. Imagine, let's say that a customer wants to change their order, just like we had in the dialogue. So we could say, no problem. No problem. I'll update your order and bring it to you as soon as possible. And we might want to add, thank you for letting me know. So again, it's all about good customer service. We show that we accommodate the request and we're making sure the customer is happy.
That's right. Customer service is all about attitude and solution-oriented thinking. It's important to stay calm, professional, even when dealing with complaints.
Very good. Okay, so let's go back to the answer to the question we set. Okay, the question was, how would you handle a customer complaint about cold food? Okay, well, some of you have said, I'm so sorry about that. Let me have it reheated for you right away. And if that was your answer or something along those lines, then well done. That was polite and straight to the point.
Exactly. You want to acknowledge the issue, apologize, and then offer a quick solution. So keep it professional and polite. So, and before we wrap up, tell us about your most challenging customer service experience. Well, how do you handle it? Please share your experience in English in the comments. So we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. There must be some great stories out there. We'd love to hear them. And, you know, your stories will help others to manage similar situations. And you never know, we may even use them as a base for a future episode. So
Yeah, we need ideas. So please share. Good. So, wow, today, what have we learned today, Matthew? We covered some essential phrases for handling orders and complaints in a restaurant setting.
We did, Johnny. Yeah, really practical. And next time, we're going to be talking about English for airports. So everything you need to know from checking in, boarding, security, the lot. Don't miss it.
That's right. And just a reminder, like and subscribe. Remember that we are not only on YouTube, we are also just on Spotify, all the platforms. So please just join us, like and subscribe. And yeah, you know, we got so many students enjoying our classes based on business English. No, we are even teaching some companies, no, just that want to learn with us, and they need also this type of business English. So yeah, we are prepared for that as well. So please, if you're a company and you need some help with your English, just for your workers, or yeah, please let us know. We are here just to help. So make sure you visit trainland.com for more ways to improve your English. And see you next time. Matthew, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Johnny. See you next time, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.